The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 6, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 26, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Translation: although I am unborn, and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all sentient beings, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form.
So, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, explaining the method of His appearance and disappearance. People do not know it. Just like the sun, because we do not see at night, formerly some people used to think the sun is now dead or gone. But later on, by scientific method, they have come to know the sun is always in the sky due to our different position. We do not see the sun at night. Otherwise, the sun is there. If this is possible for an ordinary material thing, how much it is greatly possible for the Supreme Spirit. Therefore, Ajopi, sun. Krishna has no birth, no death. We have also no birth and death, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. We have no birth and death that is explained already in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Na jayate na mriyate va kadachit, na hannate hannavani sarire. So, if the part and particles, small atomic particle, we are atomic particle, our magnitude is described in the Shastra, Padma Purana, and Upanishad also. Kesagra satabhagasya satadha kalpita sacha. The top portion of the hair, if you divide it into 100 parts, and again that 100th part, if you divide again 100 parts, that is the magnitude of the spirit soul. Kesagra satabhagasya satadha kalpitasya ca jiva bhaga savigyaya ca anantaya kalpate. So we living entities, a small particle, very atomic small particle, 1/10,000 part of the top of the hair. It can simply be imagined. We are achinta. But we understand from Vedic literature what is the magnitude. It is not nirakar. That is not a fact. It has got akar. But at our present position, material condition, we cannot measure it. And because we cannot measure it, just like in geometry I have studied, that point has no breadth and length. But actually there is breadth and length, but we cannot measure it. Similarly, the magnitude of the spirit soul is smaller than the point. We cannot measure it with our material measuring instruments. Anyway, even if you can, that is the magnitude. So that small particle is described in the Bhagavad Gita, that na jayate na mriyate. That small particle has also no birth and death. Na hannate hannamani sarire. It is so powerful that because that small particle is within this body, dehinasmin jatha dehe, it is so healthy, so bright, moving so swiftly, acting so nicely, it has got so nice brain. And as soon as that small particle, atomic particle, is gone from this body, it is useless, a lump of matter. So, if so much power is there for the small particle of the Supreme Soul, how much the Supreme Soul, who is all-pervading, universal form, how much potency he has got, you can just imagine. Therefore, Krishna says, a jopi, although I have no birth and death, a jopi son, abhyatma. Atma means this body, atma means this mind, and atma means the soul. Three things, they are called atma. So Krishna's either body or mind or the soul, there is no difference. Krishna's body is abhaya. Our body is bhaya. It deteriorates, changes. Ask them to stop, or I'll let them go. Our body deteriorates, changes. Just like we are born, a small child, baby, it grows, it stays for some time. Then it makes some byproducts. From this body, we get some children, byproducts. Then we deteriorate in old age, and this body is finished. This is called sarvikar, six kinds of changes of material body. But Krishna hasn't got such changes. Krishna's body is abhaya. His mind is abhaya. That means, as we have got difference between our soul and the body, Krishna hasn't got that. Abhayatma. His mind, his body, and his atma, his soul, the same thing. He is supreme soul, whole. There is no difference between his body, his mind, and soul. This is to be understood. Abhayatma. Those who cannot understand, they make difference between atma, Krishna's atma, and Krishna's body. They think, the Mayavadi philosopher, they say that Krishna, he is God, or godly, they have got their imagination, but his body is made of matter. No, that is not. If his body had been made of matter, then how he could remember millions of years ago what he did? We cannot remember even what we did yesterday night or just this morning. We forget. The body is changing. The blood corpuscles are changing. That is scientific. But Krishna hasn't got that. Therefore, he is explaining himself. We can understand Krishna by Krishna's explanation. We should not make any rascal interpretation, then we will not be able to understand Krishna. Because our senses are imperfect. Athapite deva padam bujadayam prasado leshanu grihita eva hi janati taktam. Either you have to understand Krishna from the Krishna personally, that is not possible, or one who has got received the favor of Krishna From him you can understand Krishna. Atapite deva padam bhujaddam prasadolesanu grihite. One is favored with a little mercy of the lotus feet of Krishna, he can understand Krishna. Bhaktamam abhijanati. One was taken shelter of Krishna, that means he is pure devotee. From him you can understand what is Krishna. Atapiti deva padam bhujaddam prasadolesan, prasadolesa. Minute quantity of mercy one who has received from Krishna, he can understand. Or here is Krishna explaining himself that what he is, aja, he has no birth and death. One who thinks that Krishna appeared and he is now dead, now another Krishna has appeared. That is not the fact. Krishna is one. He can expand himself in many forms. That is different thing. But Krishna Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupa. Ananta. He has multi innumerable forms. But still he is one. Advaita. Advaita Achyuta. He does not fall. Krishna, suppose Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesha Arjuna Tishtati. Because Krishna has expanded himself in many millions of forms to stay within the heart of the living being, that does not mean Krishna has fallen. Abhayatma. He is the same Krishna. There is no difference. Krishna is existing in innumerable universes. Krishna is existing everywhere. Still, he is Abhayatma. From the original Krishna, although he has expanded to millions and trillions unlimited, still he is Abhaya, without any minus. It is not like that we have got some bank balance and if it is taken away millions times, then it is finished. No. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. This is Krishna. This is the verdict of the Vedanta. Purnasa purnamada purnamada. Purnat purnamudachyate. Everything which is emanating from Krishna, that is complete. There is no deficiency. Everything. Janmadasya jataha. The absolute truth. That is absolute truth. So, in all the Vedas, Upanishad, Sanghitas, the same thing is described in different way. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam. In this way, here Krishna himself describes himself that ajopi, an abhyatma. Abhyatma. Krishna's body, mind, there is no difference. Absolute. What is Krishna's body? That is Krishna's soul. What is Krishna's mind? That is Krishna's soul. Or what is Krishna's soul? That is Krishna's body. That is Krishna. Abhyatma. Ajopi san abhyatma bhutanam ishara. Ishara. He is not ordinary living being. Bhutanam. Ishara. That is the difference. He is ishara. We are not ishara. We may be Ishara. Ishara means controller. But that we are not the supreme Ishara. The supreme Ishara is called Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. We are not supreme Ishara. The so-called incarnation of God, they declare that I am God. But he may be God. God means a subordinate God, not the supreme God. The supreme God is Krishna. God means controller. You may have some controlling power, admitted, but you are not supreme controller. The supreme controller is Ishvara. Therefore, Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says, Bhutanam Ishvara vi, Ishvara. All bhutan. Bhutan means all living entities or everything which has appeared within this material world. Janmadasyajata is the supreme source of everything. That is also described in the 10th chapter that aham adi devanam matta sarvam pravartate. Everything. Matta parataram nanyat kinchi jasti dananyaya. These things are described. So we have to accept Krishna like that. And if we make our own interpretation, rascal-like, that will not help us to understand what is Krishna and what is Bhagavad Gita. That is going on, generally. Krishna has no existence. Krishna, there was no Krishna, it is story. There was no battlefield of Kurukshetra. These things are going on by spoken by so-called political leaders and scholars. But that is not the fact. They do not understand Krishna, simply mislead people. Therefore, the world is in chaotic condition. Try to understand Krishna, then your life will be successful. Krishna is explaining. Krishna is so kind that jada jada hi dharma sa, he'll explain that. Why he comes? Ajopi san abhyatma bhutanam isharopi san sambhavami jivajik. Why? Just to remind us what is Krishna. Just to teach us. Because we misunderstand. We are so fools and rascals. We misunderstand Krishna. We cannot understand. If we simply understand Krishna, then our life is successful. Taptadi hang punar janmanaiti mami iti kauntya. The simple thing. Just try to understand Krishna. This simple one thing will make your life successful. So Krishna is explaining himself. Ajopisanabhyatma bhutanam ishvara prakritim shvam adhishtaya. Prakritim shvam. Personal energy. Personal form. Krishna is he has got his personal form, that Samasunda with flute, that is described in the Brahma Sangita. Chintamani prakara sadma su kalpa vrikha lakhyabhriti su suravira vipalayanta. He is very fond of tending cows, suravira vipalayanta. Lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sevamanam govindamadi purusam tamaham. Benum kannantam. He is very fond of playing on flute. Aravinda dalayata aksang. His eyes are just like petals of the lotus flower. These are described in the Vedic literature. So Krishna is not formless. It is not that the devotees of Krishna, by imagination, as the Mayavadi rascals say, that Krishna, they have made a form by imagination. No. This is described in the Vedas. And Krishna, when appeared on this planet, the same thing was visible. Those are same authorities. Just like Vyasdeva, Arjuna, he has seen personally. He has described in the Bhagavad Gita, Parabrahma Parangdhama Pavitram Paramam Bhava. Your personality is unknown to the so-called scholars. But authorities like Vyasa, Devala, Narada, Usita, they accept this form. It is very difficult. These things are there, you'll find in the 10th chapter. So Krishna is not formless. But what kind of form he has got, he is describing himself. Prakritim samadhishtaya. How we are forced to take birth by the manipulation of the external material energy. Prakritim kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas ahankar vimuratma kartaham iti mannati. Ahankar, we are under the clutches of the external energy or material energy. Krishna has got multi-energies. Parasa Shakti Vividai Vasyati. Maya means energy also. Maya means energy. And Maya means illusion also. And Maya means affection. There are different meanings of Maya. So, here it is said, Prakriti and Maya. Prakriti Samadhisthaya. He has got multi-energies. That energies have been divided into three. External energy, internal energy, and marginal energy. That you also will find in the same chapter. Aparayam, itastu vidhi me prakritiṃ para. Para prakriti and apara prakriti. The apara prakriti is this material energy. And the para-prakriti is spiritual energy. There are two kinds of prakriti. So, that spiritual, because Krishna is spiritual whole, so his spiritual energy, prakriti-sham, that internal potency, or the spiritual energy. So his body is spiritual, his body is not material. Therefore, abhyatma, it is imperishable. These things to be understood. Prakritiṃ samadhisthāya sammamāmi ātma-māyāyā. Again he says ātma-māyāyā. He is not forced to take birth by the external energy. He appears by his own energy, internal energy or spiritual energy. And therefore he is abhyātma. Ajopiṣan abhyātma Bhutanam Ishvaro Pishan is still. We should not take Krishna as one of us because he is Bhutanam Ishvara. Bhutanam Ishvaro Pishan. Just like a crude example may be given, when there was independence movement, Mahatma Gandhi went to jail. Many, many big leaders. But there are other criminals also, pickpockets and thieves and murderers, if they would think, now Mahatma Gandhi has come into jail, we are the same. No. Similarly, when Krishna comes, if the rascals and fools think that Krishna is also like us, as we have come into this material world, they are fools. No. We are fools. Just like a criminal, a pickpocket or a thief, a rogue, a murderer, he is forced to. So of course, here, Mahatma Gandhi was also forced. But that is not the case. Because he is the controller. Bhutanam Ishvaro Pishan. The material energy cannot force Krishna. Because he is Ishvara. He is the controller. A controller cannot be forced. Just like in the British Constitution it is said that a king can do no wrong. Even king appears to have done something wrong, he does not come within the law. Similarly, although Krishna has killed so many demons, does not mean that he is criminal. He is still the Bhutanam Ishvara. He is still. That is to be understood. Krishna, superficially, he has done so many things which is sinful for others. Just like, these are very great subject matter. This was questioned by Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, when he danced with the girls of Brajabhumi, Rasa dance. So Parikshit Maharaj inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, that Krishna, who came to establish the principles of religion, how he danced with girls and wives of others. That was explained. That Tejiyasang Nadusayo. Tejiyasang Nadusayo. Krishna danced with other's wife or sister or other girls. They were all girls. They came at midnight to dance with him. But they are also not material. That is spiritual. It requires little brain to understand. So Parikshit Sukhdev Goswami explained that these things should not be considered by the conditioned soul. They should not even dream of this. It is a different thing. And if you think that Krishna has a fall because he danced with other's wife, so he explained the tejyasang and adosai. Tejyasang, a thing which is very, very powerful, he is not contaminated. That is the conclusion. Just like the sun soaks water from urine. We pass urine somewhere, and the sun soaks the water, the urine. That is poisonous, that is infectious, but that sun does not become infected because he is so powerful. If that is possible for ordinary material things, how much powerful is Krishna? So we should not discuss the rasa lila generally, because unless one is advanced in spiritual consciousness and Krishna consciousness, they should not try to understand what is rasa lila. It is very confidential. It is meant for the liberated soul. Those who are liberated by devotional service. Actually, those who are engaged in devotional service, they are liberated. They are not within the material world. Mancha vyavicharini bhakti yogena jasevate sagunan samatitta etan brahma bhuyayakal. So this rasa-lila is to be relished by the paramhansas, liberated soul. Nidvitta tarsai rupagiyamana, vāstava vedam, dharma prajjita kaitava atra, parama nirma sarana, vāstava vastu vedam atra. So, we should not jump. First of all, we should read Bhagavad Gita very carefully. Try to understand Krishna, what is Krishna.